I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Fallout. Now on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Here we go. Often copied, never duplicated. Plagiarism is good in sports radio, right? Welcome aboard The Fallout here at the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Number one, Clemson, taking on North Carolina. Almost four touchdown favorites. So nothing could possibly go wrong, right? Wrong! Here's Don Munson from the Learfield IMG College Network.
He waits to take a shotgun snap, brings a man in motion, and will keep it, running it, keeping it, diving, and he won't get there. Stop shy, then he pitched it late, and is pushed out of bounds. They try to flip it back in bounds. Did Des Newsom, but he was knocked out of bounds, and Clemson holds defensively. Boy, they had that perfectly played. Perfectly played.
Clemson stops a two-point conversion attempt. North Carolina could have gone to overtime. And the book says, home, you go for overtime. Road, you go for the win. Clemson holds on and wins 21-20. Dabo Swinney, talk about it. How hard was it?
I know that we're supposed to just destroy everybody. Like, nobody else has scholarships. Nobody else has coaches. You know, we're just these perfect. It doesn't work that way. We're just normal people. I mean, there's nothing special about us. We don't coach perfect. Unfortunately, we don't play perfect every down, every game. But hey, we found a way to win a kind of an ugly game in a lot of ways. But it's disrespectful to just put it all on us. I mean, you got to give them some credit.
Okay. As I said to you earlier, one player on North Carolina's roster was offered by Clemson, according to the recruiting sites. So, Dabo could spin it any way he wants. Clemson survives 21-20. Trevor Lawrence, 38-yard touchdown pass to T. Higgins with just under 10 minutes left. Lawrence, 18 of 30 for 206 yards. Looks like out of the Heisman race, but still undefeated. Tigers extend their school record winning streak to 20 games. They have an open date next week, followed by a visit from Florida State. Man, the cupcakes keep on coming. Alabama taking on Ole Miss. This one's supposed to be lopsided, but Alabama's defense supposed to be better. But that offense, lethal. Here's Eli Gold from Learfield IMG College.
Second down and 10, football at the 26-yard line. Tua repositions Najee into the pistol formation. Wide outs to the left side. Play action fake again across the middle. Broken free. Touchdown, Alabama. Devontae Smith. Now into the end zone, but everybody knew it was going to be a touchdown, Alabama, from midfield, 74 yards.
Alabama wins 59-31. Tua Tagovailoa passes for a school record 6 touchdowns, rushed for a 7th. He had matched the record of 5 TD passes in 2 straight games, but he finally eclipsed it. He is just killing it. Alabama gets its first open date before visiting number 23, Texas A&M, on October the 12th. But Nick Saban, he ain't pleased.
We didn't play a complete game. We got exposed in some areas where we didn't play very well. You know, we got to get those things fixed, and we got to play better. The players we have are the players that we have. They're all capable of playing better.
Honestly, I think that's the answer that Dabo Swinney should have had when talking about the game with North Carolina. But both of them advance and survive. Number 5, Ohio State at Nebraska. ESPN put this the other day on an upset alert game. What have you seen out of Scott Frost and Nebraska to consider Ohio State in danger at Nebraska? Well, this one was over and over early. One of my favorite voices in college football, Paul Keyes from Learfield IMG College.
Justin Fields in the shotgun, gets the snap. Cocks his arm, throws left corner of the end zone. Austin Mack comes down with a football and a defender.
Touchdown. Yeah.
Austin Mack, who was fighting in the left corner of the end zone with Lamar Jackson, and Austin Mack, senior out of Fort Wayne, gathers in his 4th career touchdown.
Just in case you didn't realize, Paul Keels didn't get to say touchdown first because his color analyst spoke over him, then chuckled, then laughed. Stop it. Cut his mic. Ohio State wins 48-7. Justin Fields, 3 touchdowns, ran for another. Buckeyes up, win 48-7. Fields thrown for 212 yards, and his streak of no interceptions continues. 72 yards rushing. Ohio State hosts Michigan State next week. And Justin Fields says, I'm feeling good about the way we're playing.
I think we're very confident right now. I mean, we came into Lincoln. The crowd was amazing here. They have amazing fans. And we had to play with I guess, a big crowd. And they were loud at the beginning, at least. But I think we handled it well, and we just came out and just jumped on them early and didn't let up. So I think we did a good job.
Good job, Justin Fields. You're doing a hell of a job there for Ohio State. Now, Oklahoma taking on Texas Tech. This is one of those early games, too. You get to see it in the afternoon under the daylight. Toby Rowland from Learfield IMG College has the story.
Snap to Jalen Hurts. Play action. Looks right, wants to throw, looks back middle, flings it across the middle. CD caught it. Midfield breaks away. It's a race. 35 to the 30, to the 20. They're not going to get him. 10-5, Pater. Touchdown. 71-yard CD Lamb.
Oklahoma wins 55-16. CeeDee Lamb, aforementioned, 185 yards receiving, 3 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts passes for 415 yards and 3 touchdowns. Hurts looks just spectacular. Absolutely awesome. Lincoln Riley, whatever the secret sauce is, keep it coming. Unbelievable. Oklahoma playing at Kansas next Saturday. By the way, they're already up 17-0 in that game. Auburn taking on Mississippi State. I said it yesterday on Twitter, if you follow along at John Kincaid. Year after year, there is no college football program that I am more wrong about than Auburn. When I think they're going to stink, they're great. When I think that they're going to be great, they stink. What do they stink or are they great this year? Andy Burcham from the Auburn Tigers Radio Network has the story.
Down the 31-yard line, first down. Nick straight back. He's going to the end zone for Seth Williams. Did he catch it? He did! Touchdown, Auburn! 32 yards! My goodness, what a catch by Seth Williams!
Hey, Burcham's doing a great job, too, in a difficult spot. Really liking what I'm hearing from him week to week. Auburn wins 56-23, and they called off the dogs in the second half. This one could have been uglier than that. Bo Nix setting a season high for passing yards with 335 yards. Seth Williams, 8 receptions, 161 yards, 2 touchdowns. Auburn's 42 first-half points marked his most in an SEC half since they scored the same against Vanderbilt in 1990. Tigers battle number 9 Florida next Saturday in the Swamp in what will be a potential elimination game for Florida, at least. Good job, Auburn. Number 8, Wisconsin, taking on Northwestern. They were wearing throwback uniforms from, like, the 1920s. So they decided to play the game with playbooks from the 1920s. This one was absolutely PU boring, and I watched a lot of it, so I'm the loser. Here's Matt LePay from Learfield IMG College.
16-yard line, first and 10. Two receivers left, one on the right. Hunter Johnson, to throw, knocked away by Burrell. It's loose in the end zone, and the Badgers will pounce. Touchdown, Wisconsin!
Jonathan Taylor runs for 119 yards and his 11th touchdown of the season. Wisconsin gets 2 scores from its defense because its offense stunk, was terrible. I mean, awful. Wisconsin wins 24-15. This game was one of the worst things I've ever watched in recent college football. It was terrible. But it's good, though. Wisconsin gets Kent State next week. That should be a real barn burner. Number 9, Florida taking on Towson. Really? All I know is that back in the day, they had a Rickle Home Center, and I went down there and worked for a weekend when they had their grand opening. Here's Mick Hubert from Learfield IMG College.
Second and goal, 7-yard line, left hash. Snap to Trask. Trask looking to the left, throws that ball toward the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown in the corner by Kyle Pitts. Oh, my! Pitts scores a touchdown, and it's 23-0.
38-0, Florida wins. Kyle Trask, 2 touchdowns, ran for another. And Florida beats Towson 38-0 and extends its winning streak to 9. Trask completed 15 consecutive passes to open the game, giving him 18 straight completions, which broke Chris Leak's 17 mark against Wyoming in 2005. Florida hosts Auburn next week, and the Tigers have won all 3 meetings since the school stopped playing annually in 2003. So, last up, Notre Dame taking on Virginia. You heard Joe Theismann and I talk about it earlier. And will Notre Dame bounce back strong after that loss at Georgia, the tough loss at Georgia? Here's Paul Burmeister on the Notre Dame Radio Network.
Perkins in the shotgun, waits for the ball, has it, drops back three steps. He's in trouble, and down he goes. Julian Okwara knocked the ball out. Ogundeje scooped it up, runs in for the touchdown.
Okwara had three of Notre Dame's eight sacks. And the Irish overcame a halftime deficit, beating Virginia 35-20. The Fighting Tiki Barbers. Man, they were good, too. Virginia was better than I expected. Notre Dame held Virginia to 4 yards rushing. That was the story. Fighting Irish host Bowling Green next Saturday after winning 35-20. If your team wasn't good enough to appear in the fallout, again, blame your athletic director, blame your coach, or blame your players. If you're Mike Leach, that's what happened. The fallout here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.